Several legislators, lawyers, newspaper editors, and bloggers have spent a lot of time together since March, all with one common goal: to look at Utah's open records law and make improvements for both the state government and the public. It convened after the legislature passed the extremely controversial HB 477, which limited access to electronic records. The bill was later repealed by lawmakers in a special session. Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Lane Beatty, a former legislator who chaired the working group, says amazing progress was made once everyone began understanding one another's positions.
Getting a diverse group of very opinionated people together who had very strong reasons for not compromising and coming together. It's amazing what happens when good people with great information come together to discuss different points of view.
It was never the group's goal to create a new grandma bill. Instead, their objective was to come up with different proposals, which will be presented to the governor and then discussed at next year's legislative session. Media attorney Jeff Hunt, who sat on the committee, says he is pleased with the outcome because there are no major changes the committee proposed to grandma.
The essential components are going to be unchanged, that the legislative intent section should remain in the statute, that the balancing test and the presumption of access to records should remain in the statute, but that we need to look at some issues regarding cost, fees, the records that are unrelated to government service. You know, those are some areas that are going to be looked at, but on the whole, the essential architecture of the statute, it's going to remain the same.
But one thing that Hunt says will never remain the same is technology, something he says the working group did not come up with a proposal for. He says things like texting, Facebook, and Twitter are always changing, and therefore, grandma law will have to change too.
As those technologies become more widely used and perhaps not capable of being retained and reproduced, that could be a looming issue for the public. If more and more of the public's business is done on communications platforms that public entities are not retaining and not capable of being reproduced, that's a big issue.
Hunt says grandma law would be evolving every couple of years. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.